Al-Bashir, your source of Islamic literature presents The Lives of the Prophets, Part 1.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Ibrahim alayhi salam came to Ismail. By the way, Ibrahim made many visits to Mecca. One of these visits, in a hadith narrated by Bukhari, Ibrahim alayhi salam comes to Ismail and tells him, "We have been commanded to build the house of Allah." So Ibrahim and Ismail started building the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The spot of Al-Kaaba, the spot itself, is sacred and holy since the earth was created. It is a sacred land since the time of Adam. And that spot was known, and Anbiya used to make Hajj to that area, the spot itself. But there is a dispute and difference among the ulama whether Adam has built anything over there or not. Most likely the first one who established the house is Ibrahim. But the spot itself was holy from before. It didn't become holy the moment in which Al-Kaaba was built on it. No, that spot itself is holy and sacred. Just like Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, when Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam visited Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa in the trip of Al-Isra, there wasn't anything built there. In fact, when Umar bin Khattab opened Jerusalem, it was used as a dumpster. There was garbage in that spot. But still, that was Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. That was the holy, sacred mosque. And then they are the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and in the time of Abdul Malik bin Marwan, they built the two mosques that are enclosed in that haram. But before, it was a piece of land. What makes it special? It's a piece of land. What makes Al-Kaaba, the land under it, special when it's a desert and nothing grows there? It's desert. What makes it special? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. Allah creates everything He wants and He chooses out of them. Allah chooses the best and Allah chooses the worst, and Allah chooses what is in between. It's up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one who created the days, and Allah is the one who chose the best of them to be Friday. Allah is the one who created the days of the year and chose Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr to be the best. Allah created the months and chose Ramadan to be the holy month of fasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created the days and gave the most reward for the 10 days of the Hijjah. Allah is the one who created the nights, and Allah has given the special rewards in the nights of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also created the nights, and He's made the special night Laylatul Qadr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the earth, and He chose Mecca and Medina and Bayt al-Maqdis to be special. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created human beings, and He chose Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be the best among them. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. Allah creates whatever He wants, and then He chooses of them. So that area, it doesn't have to be a certain dimension and certain physical characteristics and certain shape and certain plans for it to be special. These are not the conditions and requirements that apply to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah is free of all of these rules and regulations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. So that spot was holy, sacred, from the beginning of the creation of the earth. Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail started building the house. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.
And remember when Ibrahim and his son Ismail were raising the foundations of the house. Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salam, when they were building the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they had dua.
رَبَّنَا وَجَعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. رَبَّنَا وَابْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and remember when Ibrahim and his son Ismail were raising the foundations of the house, saying, our Lord, accept this service from us, verily you are the all-hearer and the all-knower. Oh Allah, accept it from us. Our Lord, and make us submissive unto you, and of our offspring and nation submissive unto you, and show us our manasik, the hajj, how to do hajj. Our Lord, send amongst them a messenger of their own, who shall recite unto them your verses and instruct them in the book and sanctify them. Verily you are almighty and all-wise. Ibrahim alayhi salam, they asked Allah, Ibrahim and Ismail, they asked Allah to accept it from them. And they asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make them submissive to Allah, Muslimin. And they asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make their descendants submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then they asked Allah to send among these people a Nabi. Who is that Nabi? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah accepted the dua. They asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give this Nabi three things. يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ. He recites unto them your verses. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. And he teaches them the book and wisdom. What is wisdom? Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. Sanctify them and purify them. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam purifies us. Tazkiyah. Purifies us. Following the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a purification for us. Because if you look at the da'wah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you see that he has started out with men that had hearts like rock. And then look at how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam carried them from this state, and he elevated them to make them the best generation that lived on the face of the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam and sent to this ummah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.